Alec Wollman and myself. I'd really like to welcome you to the 2009 USENIX Annual Technical Conference. We have a very exciting program over the next 3 days. And interestingly, this was the USENIX that had the most submissions ever. We had nearly 200 paper submissions, 150 long, 40 short, significantly up from last year, which was up from the year before. So once again, it just shows a tremendous amount of interest in getting papers into USENIX and presenting everybody's work to the USENIX community. And after a lengthy review process, nearly 750 reviews, lots of hard work on behalf of the program committee and reviewers, we have a program of 32 papers, 28 long papers, and 4 short papers in a long session. And the review process, once you start scaling up a conference this size, that is what is now a relatively common 2-round review process, where in round 1, every paper gets 3 reviews. Those papers that make it to round 2 get at least 2 more for the long papers, 1 more for the short paper. Then we had a PC meeting at Microsoft Research in Redmond, full long day meeting from 8 a.m. until about 7 p.m., where we had a long, fruitful discussion deciding on the papers that are going to be presented over the next 3 days. And all of the accepted papers went through a shepherding process where all of the authors diligently addressed all of the reviewer comments just to make sure that we could have as polished papers as possible in the final proceedings that are on the USB sticks that you hold. And none of this would have happened if it weren't for the help of the program committee that we had this year for USENIX. Alec and I are very, very grateful for the PC members' hard work and time during the review process. The folks who are here on the PC meeting, they have one of these blue badges with organizational meetings. Be sure to introduce yourself, say hi, thank them for all their hard work. It was really great working with everybody. And it was one of these fantastic PCs where everybody who was on the PC showed up for the PC meeting for the full discussions. I think it's the first time it's ever happened to me. And then we also relied on a fair number of external reviewers, particularly for papers in a particular topic where we thought that going out and having somebody who is a particular expert in that topic could help out. And so we'd definitely like to thank our external reviewers as well. And continuing, thank you. So, you know, one of the jobs of the program committee chairs is, you know, we essentially just oversee a huge amount of effort that goes on by not only the program committee, but also everybody involved in the conference. And before we begin everything, we'd just like to thank everybody who is involved to make everything here possible and happen. So first off, we'd like to thank the USENIX staff and the USENIX board for all of their help in putting together the conference. If you ever want to be involved in a conference, particularly as a PC chair, do it with USENIX, because they do it all for you. You wake up one morning and everything's already done, and you just hit yes when you reply. Yes, that's great. Yes, that's great. It's just really, really, truly fantastic working with everybody at USENIX. The conference also has a number of sponsors, which we'd like to thank, in particular VMware, Google, HP, Microsoft Research, and NetApp for all of their generous support in making the conference possible financially. And of course, we'd like to thank all of the authors who submitted papers. We don't have a conference unless we have great, great papers to present in the conference and discuss, not only at the end of the talks, but also in all of the social gatherings that we have scattered throughout the conference. And we'd also like to thank Don Cox, who helped organize the PC meeting at MSR. Again, that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for her help. And then finally, all of you for attending. We don't have a conference, we don't have a community, unless we have everybody showing up and talking, gathering, interacting. So just a few words for what's going to happen during the conference. So speakers, make sure that you report to your session chairs in advance so that we can make sure that your laptops are working on the projectors, the session chairs know who you are, how to pronounce your name, all that fun stuff. Make sure you stay on time. We have a very, very long schedules for each day, and we really can't get out of schedule too much. And so Usenix ATC has a tradition of having a relatively large number of invited talks in addition to technical papers. And this year we have a slight change where we're trying to have everything be in one track, and so we're blending in the invited talks in the days where we have all the technical sessions as well. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have invited speakers during the lunches. So what we'll do is there'll be box lunches outside. You go and grab them, bring them back in, and then we'll have a great invited talk while we all eat lunch. And then we'll also have a series of invited talks at the end of each day in the early evening before the social events. And Usenix, of course, has this tradition of birds of feather sessions where people who just want to get together and talk about a particular topic that they're very interested and passionate about can. And there's a couple of sign-up boards just outside the room where you can sign up to start and host a Birds of Feather session. There are already a bunch created now, and you can join those in the evenings, or you can go off and create your own. So please, please pay attention to those. Look to see which ones have been created, and spend your evenings at them. They're a lot of fun. And in terms of social activities, we have two of them ending both today and Thursday. So at the end of today, we have a combined poster session and happy hour, or it's happy poster session hour, maybe we should call it, where we have a bunch of posters, both submitted from people sort of showing off their early work, as well as additional work by some of the authors. And that'll be from 7 to 8 this evening. And then we have the conference reception at the end of the day, on Thursday, again from 7 to 8 p.m. In the Tiki Pavilion near the pool. There are lots of maps everywhere, so nobody should get lost. It's pretty close by. And then I'd like to end by making sure you're aware of a large number of other Usenix events that are happening throughout the end of this year and the beginning of next year. Starting with the Usenix Security Symposium in August, towards the end of the summer, with a whole bunch of interesting workshops associated with it. And then the other conferences and workshops towards the end of the page, there are still deadlines for submitting to them, so please pay attention to them, and please submit all of your interesting work so that we can continue everything that's going on in the community. And now what I'd like to do is hand off to Alec, who's going to present the Best Paper Awards for the conference.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, so we actually have two Best Paper Awards to present today. The first is Satori, Enlightened Page Sharing. And this is work by Gregor Milos, Derek Murray, Steve Hand from the University of Cambridge, and Michael Fetterman from NVIDIA. So please come up to the podium, the authors who are here. The next best paper is Tolerating File System Mistakes with NVFS. And this is work by Lakshmi Bhairavasundaram from NetApp, Swami Sundararaman from the University of Wisconsin, and Andrea and Ramsey Arpachi-Dussault, also from the University of Wisconsin. Okay, the next section is the Usenix Awards, and these are going to be presented by Alva Couch, who's part of the Usenix Board of Directors.
On behalf of the USENIX Board of Directors, it is my great privilege and pleasure to present to the 2009 Software Tools Users Group Award. Today, computer users and programmers take data compression to be expected and normal. Our systems and applications perform compression and decompression without us even being aware that it has occurred. It is hard for many of us to believe that this was not always true. Some corporations, such as IBM and Unisys, considered data compression so important that they patented certain algorithms useful to the task. And by the mid to late 1980s, they began to look at those algorithms as technology that needed to be licensed or to be locked away and made available only to their customers. All of that changed on July 11, 1991, when the first version of a data compression algorithm developed by Jean-Luc Galli was made publicly available. Shortly thereafter, he was joined by Mark Adler, who was interested in ZIP-style utilities for use on his Unix-based systems. Mark describes their collaboration as, "one thing led to another." These simple but generous actions by Mark and Jean-Luc mean that the industry now uses their code and algorithm, as we noted, more often than not without knowing they're being used. Jean-Luc continues to contend that he spent more time studying data compression patents than it took to write the implementation. Mark says his contributions are a thank you for all the other software he has benefited from. Whether for the time it took to discover how to create an open data compression algorithm or for their specific implementations, our community cannot thank Jean-Luc and Mark enough for the gift they have given us all. The USENIX Association's 2009 Software Tool Users Group Award is our way of thanking them both. Please come up.
I'm extremely honored to receive this award. I feel I've received much more from the open source community than I've given back to them. But anyway, I'm still very glad. Thank you very much.
Ditto.
It is now my great honor, on behalf of the USENIX Board of Directors, to present the USENIX Lifetime Achievement Award. The late Professor Gerald J. Pompek was one of those rare folks who always seemed to have been around at the right time with the right ideas. He will long be remembered for his research into system virtualization and distributed operating systems. In the mid-1970s, Jerry, along with Robert P. Goldberg, proposed a set of requirements that defined a computer architecture to support system virtualization, sometimes called the Popek and Goldberg virtualization requirements. Today, we find these guidelines just as revealing as they were 30 years ago. But Jerry did not stop there. After a sabbatical at Park, he had the insight that, although the networked workstations communicated with one another and could share services, when users tried to use the computing environment as a system, the seams between the machines became obvious. Jerry believed that those seams made using the workstations unnecessarily complicated. Based on this observation, Jerry was one of the first, if not the first, to use the word transparency in the context of distributed computing. Jerry said that each computing service should be provided in a manner that was transparent to the programmer, the administrator, and most of all, the end users. Jerry's system, the Locus Distributed Operating System, was the first modern cluster system implemented. The term single system image was coined to describe Jerry's concept. While the system was actually made up of different computers, each able to act on its own, the operating environment, as seen by the end user, was to be that of a conventional single computing system. The USENIX Association would like to honor Gerald Popek for his lifetime legacy of technical achievements inherited by all of us. We are far richer because of his work. Now, before I present the award, I was not fortunate enough to know Jerry, so I've asked a couple of his colleagues to come up and talk about him a bit. Please welcome Bruce Walker and Jeff Kinning.
Thank you. My name's Bruce Walker, and I was a student of Jerry's, and I'm now an HP fellow in HP Labs. I would like first to thank the USENIX board for honoring Jerry with this most prestigious award. I'm so sorry that Jerry isn't here to accept it. He joined UCLA Computer Science and faculty in 72. He's always been a systems guy, or he was always a systems guy, and Unix was his research vehicle. As mentioned, one of his first papers was on the virtualization of the PDP 1145. Anybody else old enough out there to remember that? A paper that's still cited. I was interested to see that as well. The virtualization goal back then was for computer security, and I joined his research group in 1975 to work on that. In 79, DARPA asked Jerry, those of you who work with DARPA know that doesn't usually happen, to pioneer distributed computing research. He led the team into transparent single-system image clustering. Along the way, debating Ken Thompson once on the merits of transparency. Most memorable. His team had clusters before there was even Ethernet, with the first cluster put together in 1980. And a fully coherent distributed file system before Sun was even conceived. You think VM migration is neat? His research team had Unix process migration in 1983, 26 years ago. He went on to lead various file system projects, again on Unix and Linux. Jerry had a great vision, but I would like to recognize him for his work with his students. Jerry thrived on collaboration with students and was a mentor who can claim many successful graduates who are now professors and senior researchers themselves. His dedication to students and research is epitomized by the fact that, he stayed on the UCLA faculty for his students and his research even after we did a startup. Would only that he was with us longer. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinning. I am a professor at Harvey Mudd College, and I'm also one of Jerry's former students. I know that a lot of you haven't really heard of Jerry Popiek before today, and that's because Jerry took a break from academia to start a company long before that became fashionable. But he still has a really remarkable research record. From the time he joined UCLA, he published in SOSP every SOSP for 16 years, 1973 to 1989, as well as a couple beyond that. And of course, that's hardly his only output. But I really came up here to talk about something else. I once heard it said of another researcher that the person plays fair, but he plays hardball. Jerry Popiek didn't play hardball. He didn't even play softball. Jerry played Nerf ball, not because he was a wimp, but because taking care of people and helping them grow was one of his most important values. My first contact with Jerry was when I worked for his company. I quickly noticed that none of our receptionists lasted more than a few months, because Jerry would always dig up their hidden talents and promote them from that dead-end job. Nobody escaped his notice. When somebody didn't work out for another job, rather than firing them, he would find a different position, sometimes trying three or four times until he found a fit. He saw value in every person, no matter how lowly. When I eventually became his student, he gave me that same support. I was struggling to make ends meet as an over 40 grad student, so he invented a summer job at his company to give me the financial boost that I needed. I don't really think Locus Computing needed the work I did that summer, but I sure did. His generosity got me over the hump and put me where I am today. Although Jerry was a talented scientist who loved research, he also had the odd bad luck to be good at business and to love it as well. Over the years, the demands of that second job made it gradually harder for him to stay involved with his first. The result is that he isn't as well known today as I think he deserves. But those of us who knew him, those of us who have been influenced by his ideas, will never forget what he did for this community and for everyone who came into his life. I'd like to read a quote from Jerry, taken from a letter he wrote to his children on Father's Day a year ago, just 2 months before he died of cancer. Life is not easy. The joke we had, that life is not for weenies, we meant it. From my terribly insecure days as a young teenager to the struggles mom and I had during our early marriage, to the depths of depression when Locus was about to fail, and then, of course, this awful disease. We made a great life of it, anyway. I succeeded professionally through the help of so many wonderful colleagues. Our family succeeded. We made wonderful friends. And now have lots of good intended times to reflect on. So all in all, a pretty good deal, I think. Surround yourself with good people, work hard, and enjoy life. I will miss not sharing it with you. On behalf of myself and Jerry's family and all of his students and colleagues, I want to thank Usenix for recognizing and remembering him today. We, too, will miss not sharing our lives with you.
Please join me in welcoming Pauline and Darren Popek, Jerry's widow and son, who will accept the award on his behalf.
Thank you very much. Jerry would have been very proud. He truly loved computer science, and he loved technology. And he was a great guy. And he loved being with all of you people. So it's really a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ditto.